Good morning.
Do you know, understand my critics that were saying that I shouldn't be talking about Springsteen and John Fogerty in the same sentence as Petty?
Well, it's interesting when you say that, because Tom Petty was part of the Traveling Wilburys, which obviously was, you know, George Harrison, Dylan and Roy Orbison and Jeff Lynne and himself. And somebody said to Dylan, what was it like to be in a room of five legends? And he went, three legends and two stars. So Dylan obviously recognized that there was a little bit of a gap between someone who's great and someone who's a legend. And that's not to belittle Tom Petty, because he was great. And he just had an amazing... He was a kid of 60s medium wave radio. He understood what sounded great on the radio. And he delivered time and time again with these songs. And you get almost, they felt familiar the first time you heard them. You could hum them. They had great choruses. And, you know, my favorite would be American Girl. I think it's just a beautiful song, nostalgic song. And it sounds a wee bit like the Birds. And it sounds a wee bit like the Beatles. And, you know, and that was his knack, really. And I think he was a great social person as well. Everybody loved hanging out with Tom Petty.
Well, so, Stuart, I want to ask you about that, actually. I do want to ask you about what it was like to hang out with Tom Petty. Can you hang with me a moment?
Sure.
Stay with me, please.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Listening to you.
That is an amazing tune, and people will be listening saying, oh yeah, that's Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. But this is very relevant to Tom Petty, isn't it, Stuart?
Well, you know, his songs would translate a lot, and probably the most famous one would be when Johnny Cash took I Won't Back Down and took it to a different level. You know, a man at the end of his days still being stubborn and obstinate. So, you know, a lot of people would grab those songs and use those songs.
And he played he played on that with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, yeah, and that was, you know, he did his own version, and you know he did it, and you know, and Tom Petty always returned the tributes. You know, he used to play Mystic Eyes by Van Morrison, and he did a live version of Tired Joey Boy. So he gave out his dues and he received his dues. He was very much part of the fabric of it all. You know, I saw him in Orange County, 1989, which is amazing, in California. And Dylan and Springsteen got on stage for the encore, you know, and that, you know, they loved him. You know, he was a musician as well as everything else.
Yeah, and what was he like? The musicians loved being around him. You were saying about, to use that rock and roll term, hanging out with him. Why was he so loved in that capacity?
I think he was a dude, and I think he was funny, and he was, you know, he was from Florida, so he had no airs and graces about him. He was a Southern boy. He was old enough to have met Elvis Presley, but he was young enough to wear the skinny tie and kind of hitch a ride on the new wave bandwagon. And, you know, the Traveling Wilburys were a bunch of mates. It was almost like a bowling club, you know. They all just enjoyed each other's company. And you could hear that in the music, that they could relax into each other, you know. And I think Tom Petty and to an extent Jeff Lynne were the people who kind of created that ambience in L.A. around that time.
I'm just wondering what the answer is to the original question that you sort of posed, and I'm playing it around in my mind. When you named the five Traveling Wilburys, who the two stars were? If Petty was one, who was the other one? Jeff Lynne?
Well, yeah, they were the two stars, and then obviously Dylan and Roy Orbison and you know,
Harrison.
George Harrison were up there.
They were the legends.
They were beyond, you know, mere celebrity and mere people who can write a good tune, you know. So that, you know, there was a huge gap there, but you know, there's not many people can kind of send that far. So yeah, you appreciate the people who are. You're still in the next league, you know, and that's fair enough, really.
Dylan may have called him a star as opposed to a legend back then, but he was full of praise for him this morning.
Yes, Dylan's been handing out praise. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, you know, there's a steady stream now of people. Obviously, there was terrible confusion last night about what happened and whether he was dead or whether it was a heart attack and whether he was still alive. And bless him, he's gone now, and at 66 is a very young death. And, you know, I think we're going to, you know, as the day develops, more and more beautiful tributes will appear.
I have no doubt that if it was Springsteen who had died, we would fill this radio program with people phoning me. Or if Dylan died, there would be similar reaction. I'm just wondering, will I get calls today from genuine fans of Tom Petty, people who paid money to see him, people who waited for him to come, people who bought his albums and thought he was the main man?
I think you will. I think he was a soundtrack to a lot of people's lives, and he kept that soundtrack going. You know, with respect to Dylan, sometimes, you know, he went through patchy periods, whereas Petty was knocking him out and, you know, did his 40th anniversary tour with the Heartbreakers, which everyone thought was almost a grabbing your praise. But, you know, in hindsight, it was a swan song, you know, and so, you know, Springsteen and Dylan are right there deep in your music consciousness. But Tom Petty he was a good stick, and he delivered songs that, you know, like American Girl for me is just a whole period of my life. You know, and when I play it, I'm instantly back there. And, you know, Free Falling has just got a great delicacy about it. And I won't back down. Rock and roll spirit, obstinacy and toughness, you know. So Tom Petty did a great job, no doubt about it.
Stuart, always good to speak to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you. That is the Music Authority, who is Stuart Bailey. Your opinion.